From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic. The main roads are running smoothly, but it's a little sluggish on I-235 on the ramp to K-96 East. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather. Sunshine, a south breeze at 5 to 15, and very warm today. 86 is only 3 degrees away from a record high. Increasing clouds, breezy and mild. Overnight low 65. Partly cloudy, windy, lower 80s on Friday. Thunderstorms are likely after 3 p.m. They could be severe. Sunny, breezy, and much cooler on Saturday, high in the low 60s. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
More than 200 members of Congress are standing up for AM radio listeners. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act will keep AM radio in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 39179. Tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
I love the app because it's so easy to use.
The app is fantastic. I can listen to my favorite shows, catch up on news, and discover new music all in one place.
97.5 and 1240 KFH. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Dude, you gotta hear this.
Go ahead. I think I want to hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH. And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
And we welcome in our buddy Tim Fitzgerald here to Sports Daily, K-State Insider, GoPowerCat.com, at Life of Fitz on social media. Fitz, we finally are getting movement, not just a little bit. We're getting a lot of movement on the basketball roster from Casey Alexander. How are you this morning, and are you feeling better about what Alexander's doing there?
Well, I'm intrigued. It's just so radically different from, you know, what we just witnessed with Jerome Tang. It's almost the opposite end of the spectrum on how to use the portal. And I think we see some strategic long-term planning here. And honestly, I don't get all the pickups, but I don't need to. I mean, he's the basketball coach. If he feels like this is going to be his roster, then I'm all in. I think I probably would prefer, like most people, to see a proven scorer or two, but we'll see. He's been very successful. He knows what he wants and the type of player and what he needs for a system, and he appears to be doing that.
Fitz, in a world, it wasn't just Jerome Tang doing that, though. You know, you're in the Big 12 Conference. Everybody kind of has a portal stud, or not even a portal stud, just a stud that they will lean on. By all accounts, it's not over yet. They still got a lot of roster spots to fill. Is K-State going to have one, or is this going to be a, you know, what is it, power in numbers, strength in numbers type of thing?
Well, I think it'd be said that if you've only got one stud, you got problems. And I think K-State and P.J. Haggerty proved it last year. You become very predictable, reliant, and need to find a other scores. So I think he's looking at developing, you know, multiple threats, but yeah, I'm with you. You'd probably like a threat or two to come in immediately. And maybe he knows that some of these guys have been held back or haven't fit the systems. I'm still in the crazy faith portion of my Casey Alexander coverage. I think he's known what he's doing. He knows how to build a roster, and like I keep telling people, let him cook. Let him do his thing.
I like what he's doing too, Fitz. I think it makes sense. Everybody that he's bringing in can shoot a little bit. I do think that it is going to be probably a strength in numbers philosophy. So the philosophy, I think, is fine. My question remains the same, though. Is that good enough with the group that's being assembled to compete in the Big 12? Like, I think you can do both. I think you can look at it and say, yeah, it's a good idea. It's a good plot. But at the end of the day, these guys have to be good enough to go win games in maybe in the country's toughest league and finish in the top half if they want to reach the NCAA tournament. Can they do that?
I don't know. I mean, I don't see it right now, to be honest. But the thing is this program has needed a new direction. And I hear people complaining that they're not going to be good next year. And I'm like, well, you were really good in Jerome Tang's first year, and that
That's
didn't mean
what I'm
a
worried
thing.
About too. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's trying to build something substantive, which ironically isn't what people are after now in an immediate gratification society. It's showing up in college sports too. I want to win, and I want to win now, and I'll worry about tomorrow. Casey Alexander appears to be a coach that worries about the long term all the time, and where his program's positioned. And that's, I believe, how you win consistently within this crazy period of upheaval in college sports is you have a long term plan and you stick to it and you keep finding guys that fit what you want.
Fitz, one could assume that when you bring in a 7-footer that has shot, 35% from three the year prior, they're going to shoot a lot of threes. I don't think that's a surprise to anybody, but the one thing that we've kept saying is that there is a clear pattern that they're bringing in. Everybody on the roster will be able to shoot the basketball.
Absolutely. Now, that's kind of the theory behind his offense. If you're not accountable at the three-point line and the defense doesn't have to worry about you, he doesn't really want you on the floor. Because he wants everyone dragged out from the basket. He wants everyone to have to worry about things and open up driving lanes. And it's a fun and effective way to play. But, again, you don't get to play that way unless you got the right players. And he knows that. So everyone on the roster is going to be able to shoot a three, even his big men. Honestly, I said this on a podcast yesterday. I was a little bit interested that there wasn't that much interest with Doreen Buka staying because he can actually shoot the three. And it's not ugly. It's actually a really nice shot. But he didn't fit the plans, and maybe he doesn't shoot the three well enough. But I don't know. I'm just waiting and seeing how this all develops.
I want to look big picture, Fitz. When we look at college basketball, the topic TJ and I have discussed a lot the last, 48 hours, is this proposal to put a timer, a five-year cap, kind of a you get 5 years and then that's it proposal. Have you looked at that, and what do you think of it?
I'm all for it. Five to play five, maybe one injury season. Maybe. But the problem with that is then you get into the appeal process and NCAA is saying yes or no, kind of arbitrarily. That doesn't add up to any kind of consistency. So, but I'm a fan of it. Play five seasons. If you stay healthy, play all five. Don't worry about this red shirt, play four games in football, that nonsense. And the fact that basketball doesn't have an equivalent rule. Let's just all, every sport, you got 5 years to play five seasons.
Let me ask you and play devil's advocate, because I don't like it. TJ does. But just let me okay. See what you, my problem is, if you do that, you have to have service academy. Like if you join the military, you need an exception there, correct?
I do. I've got that.
No, you need one for religious exemptions in BYU example.
Yep, they've added that. Yep.
And what about, though, kids who have real life hardship? Parent dies, they've got to take care of family. We see that happen. We see guys have to step away for a year or two and then come back.
Well, I haven't dug deep enough into all that, but those exemptions are still in there.
But they exist now. So what's the difference?
Well, the difference is these people appealing for 6-7 years. They just want to end it. When you sign a scholarship agreement, this is what you get. And I'm sure there's some kind of appeal process in there for no rule fits everything. And you need a way to arbitrate outlier exceptions like the family thing you just mentioned. I'm sure that's in there, but this will greatly streamline the process and eliminate almost all of the appeals. I feel like I need a 6-year because I feel like I need a 6-year. Okay. I mean, it's just out of hand, completely out of hand, and particularly with the courts involved. Some of these judges would let men play until their 30s if they kept appealing enough.
Fitz, Jacob and I have been bickering about this all week. I feel like we're like pleading our case to our parents here. So this is my case for it. I said the main reason why it's so important is that, I get the injury thing and everything like that, but like we have 25 and 26 year olds able to play college basketball and college football and that kind of thing. And at the end of the day, the thing that I keep saying is that I understand it's now a professional sport, but at the end of the day, it's still a college sport. And the whole business model of collegiate athletics was built around 18 to 22 year olds.
Correct. Absolutely correct. And I think what finally triggered the NCAA to try to come up with something is when the courts ruled professional guys could come back down and play college. That if you've been in the G League or whatever it is nowadays, you can come back and play college. And that is such a change in environment for college athletics. I know that the NIL was, but that's being contained too if everyone will go along with this, back to name, image, and likeness. So, the courts were just absolutely wreaking havoc with eligibility rules and seems to be ruling on emotion more than, fairness across the board. So I think the NCAA is looking for ways to stabilize that.
All the rules that they will change or potentially will change are all going to have to do with the fact that every rule in the book right now is a little bit subjective. And everything is kind of just like, well, you know, this guy had this case and this guy had this case. I think every rule that they make going forward is going to be as black and white and probably a little harsh on some people. But like the reason that all these people keep suing is because they keep winning.
Yep. Yep, you're exactly right. The NCAA operated like it had some kind of antitrust exemption, but it doesn't. That it can, you know, basically conspire to steal the name, image, and likeness from student athletes. I think the NCAA operated in bad faith with its employees, which they don't want to call it that, but that's essentially what your student athletes are. They might be contract labor. You get them a scholarship, they perform. It doesn't matter. They were incredibly unfair and treated them more like, people that were indentured to their service. And finally, someone caught up. The courts caught up and said, you can't be doing this. And it was long overdue, but nobody had really pushed it. Now everyone's pushing it, and we're finding out that the NCAA was always a house of cards, and it is collapsing.
So let me, here's something we did agree on, Fitz, that we kind of think is a good idea. If you get to this point though, in the transfer portal and you put a timer on it, what if you found a way? So the first one's free, right?
Yep.
What if in a second or any subsequent transfer, and this is where I could maybe get a little more on board with the timer. It costs you one of those years of eligibility as a deterrent after the first time. So if a kid's a freshman, a real small school, transfers, let's say, to a mid-major after their first year, they're a sophomore, they have a great sophomore season. If then the big dogs come calling and you choose to go there, you go from a sophomore to a senior because you'll sit out a year. No longer do you sit out a year and then become a junior. You'd essentially sit out a year and 5 years. Lose that year of eligibility, not just have to wait.
I don't think that's a bad idea. I think it'd be good to just leave that up to the athlete.
Right. You make a business decision at that point.
Right.
Yeah. You know what? I'll come to Kansas. I'll take the year off. I lose the eligibility, but this is the best opportunity. And two more years in that scenario, I guess, because they'd have five now, is better than 3 years at the school I'm at.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm kind of in on that. I like that. If you want to play now with your second transfer, you're surrendering one of your 5 years. So, I don't know. Somehow I feel like there's a court that'll say, you can't do that.
Yeah, I know. Unless the law changes.
That's exactly right. As much as all of us have learned, don't rely on the government for stuff. College sports desperately needs some congressional help. But I don't want this to be help that simply spells out what the universities want. You have to get the student athletes involved. You have to have something fair and equitable to all parties here.
Which administrative body is more dysfunctional, government or college athletics?
Probably college athletics, because it has no power right now. The government can still make your life miserable.
That's true.
The NCAA tries to do something and a court says, nah, you can't do that. And that's really at the heart of everything going on in college athletics. I hear people like John Calipari say, here, I got solutions. And I'm like, the courts have already said these solutions don't work. Are you not paying attention here? This is not NCAA making decisions. It's the courts overruling NCAA decisions that's led to all this.
Who knows? I don't even know how to fix it at this point.
Billable hours.
It's a mess. Yeah, let's go back to basketball. I texted our boy Ryan Gilbert yesterday. I'm trying to pick a starting five of the K-State transfers we've gotten so far. I said Rhett Steiner, Shoot, Kostic, Lindsey / Abraham, and JT Rock. You agree?
That came fast, but I don't have enough information to disagree.
Okay. They don't have a point guard.
I thought the guy from Colorado State was a point guard.
Okay, sure. You can call him point guard.
Yet. Yet.
Yeah, good
they
point.
The point guard. Yet. All right.
Hey, TJ, don't ever confess to texting Brian Gilbert in public. That's true. Again. It's bad for your reputation, man.
That's right.
GoPowerCat.com. Fitz, Gilbert, the gang. They have it all covered for you. Fitz, be good.
Thanks, boys.
All right, we're coming back. We got a little more Sports Daily. Don't go away.
Kansas Fan Headquarters, 97.5 and 1240 KFH Wichita, KNSS HD2 Clearwater, and Odyssey Sports Station.
The KFH Studios, powered by Devon James Injury Lawyers. Call 888-8888.
That's 888-8888. DQ presents the Blizzard Double Flip Deal. For a limited time, when you buy one Blizzard treat, you get a second for just 99 cents. That's two Blizzards, two spoons, two flavors, and two flips. So don't miss out on the Blizzard Double Flip Deal, available only for a limited time and happening now at DQ. Because the only thing better than a Blizzard treat is a second Blizzard treat for just 99 cents. It's a deal to flip for. The Blizzard Double Flip Deal. Get it in the app. Participation may vary.
Pump up the volume.
Business moves fast. Orders roll in. Deadlines close in. When you ship with USPS Ground Advantage, you can keep up with confidence. Every package stays in our secure network from dock to door. And with nationwide reach, dependable tracking, and upfront affordable pricing, you get built-in peace of mind. You run the business. We run the routes. Visit usps.com/groundadvantage to learn more.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance. And now we're customizing this ad for your morning commute to wake you up, which could help your driving. Science says that stimulating the brain increases alertness. So here's a pop quiz. How many months have 28 days? What gets wetter as it dries? What has keys but can't open locks? If you don't want to hear the answers, turn off this Liberty Mutual ad now. 12 months, a towel, piano. Enjoy being fully alert.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Thanks for training me on how to be a cart girl this season.
Sure, you get to be outside all day. Driving the cart around is so fun. But just remember, when it comes to cart girls, golfers only want one thing. Here's your group now. Be ready. Hi, guys. What can we get you?
Caddy Snack Blonde Ale.
Caddy Snack Blonde Ale.
Caddy Snack Blonde Ale.
A Caddy Snack Blonde Ale, please.
You're right. They do only want one thing. Caddy Snack Blonde Ale from Wichita Brewing Company. Wichita's golf beer.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS like Mark?
I've been doing home remodeling for 30-plus years, but the economy crashed. I wound up losing my home, losing my job, and on top of that, owing the IRS a ton of money. I owed the IRS $114,000. It really, truly was the worst part of my life.
Then Mark found Tax Relief Advocates.
On news radio, I heard about TRA, and I thought, what's the worst that could happen? So I picked up the phone and I called him. When it was all said and done, TRA settled my $114,000 debt for $100, and I'm telling you, I was ecstatic. Could not believe it. I would recommend TRA to anyone.
If you owe $10,000 or even hundreds of thousands of dollars to the IRS, don't lose hope. Do what Mark did and call TRA for a consultation.
But TRA did. They gave me a second chance, and I'm forever grateful.
Visit TRA.com or call 800-491-9914. 800-491-9914. That's 800-491-9914.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Annie's first oil change wasn't as hard as she thought because she went to AutoZone, where a friendly AutoZoner helped her find the right oil and save on an oil filter. He explained the job and showed her free how-tos on AutoZone.com. When she was done, AutoZone recycled her old oil for free. No hassles, just help. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a procurement manager for a hospital system, she keeps every facility in her network stocked and ready. That's why she counts on Grainger to be her single source for thousands of products, from disinfectants to lighting, air filters, and more. And with fast, dependable delivery, Grainger helps her keep every facility stocked, safe, and ready.